I'm here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference in Panama City, Florida. With me is Leslie Wagner with the Peanut Advisory Board. And Leslie, let's start first just by you telling me what the Peanut Advisory Board is and what you do.
Well, the Peanut Advisory Board is a nonprofit trade association, and we represent the peanut farmers in Georgia, Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And we basically just do national generic marketing of peanuts and peanut butter.
And how long has the Peanut Advisory Board been in existence?
Over 20 years. It predates me, so.
Well, I can tell that.
Well, we do a lot of work with food service lately. We've got three different promotions going right now. One with Logan's Roadhouse.
Really?
They have a dessert in there that is their signature dessert. That's a peanut butter. Smaller peanut butter dessert.
Uh-huh.
That you can get, you know, it's cheaper price and also, you know, less calories for your end of your meal, which is because it's smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got something in Pandini's, which is a restaurant chain, and it's a salad, an entree salad. And then we also have another item in Jazzman's Cafes, a pasta dish.
Well, it seems like food service and working with chefs has been a real big area for you in recent years, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We've spent a lot of focus on that, probably about somewhere between 35 and 55% of our budget, depending on the year, on food service, just because you can move more peanut butter. You know, if a big chain like Logan's picks something up, then you know you sell a lot more peanut butter than trying to convince one consumer at a time.
Well, and that's great. And it is a very versatile food for as far as cooking is concerned.
It really is. And it's actually part of the best thing about it is not only its versatility, but the nutritional value. Peanuts and peanut butter are not only a good source of protein, which I think everybody knows, but it's also the monounsaturated fat. And everybody knows about monounsaturated fat from olive oil, but peanuts and peanut butter have the same thing, which is great for heart health and also satiety. Just you feel full.
Mm-hmm. The Peanut Advisory Board is sponsoring the ice cream social here as hospitality here as people are registering. And one of the things I noticed over there was this product, this Chet's peanut butter stuff, the topping that you put on ice cream.
You know, it's actually peanut butter, and it's a brand new product. It has just come out on the shelf. So we love working with brand new companies, especially if they have an innovative thing going on. And the big innovation there is it's in a cellophane bag kind of thing. So it's still like a pound of peanut butter, like a regular jar of peanut butter, but you squeeze it out. And it's they have four flavors. They have the roasted peanut butter, and then they've got a banana flavor and a cinnamon nutmeg and a chocolate. How could I forget chocolate? So they have these four flavors, and it's great for backpacking and traveling because it squeezes flat, so it gets smaller as you, not like a jar,
it's like
bulky
toothpaste.
Jar, yeah. but also for the reason it was originally created, the as an ice cream topping is what was in their mind when they were doing it. Although it's peanut butter.
Right.
But because you can squeeze it out onto the top of the ice cream sundae, it's a great idea.
And they said for like waffles and pancakes.
Absolutely. Well, and dietitians will tell you peanut butter is the best thing to spread for breakfast because of the nutritional value of the peanuts.
Well, now, as far as the Peanut Advisory Board's involvement here at the conference, what are you doing here?
Well, we basically, these are the farmers that we work for. This conference is the 10th annual Southern Peanut Farmers Federation Conference. And these are the farmers that we work for. These are the people that are members of my board. And this is, you know, their funding that they're investing to go into the marketing of their products with our organization. And so we basically come and we help plan the conference and put on this hospitality room and make sure there's plenty of peanut butter products from the manufacturers. You'll see at breakfast we'll have jars of Jif and Smucker's on the breakfast tables one day, and then the next day we'll have Chet's on the table at breakfast. And the breaks, the manufacturers have come in and given us Snickers bars. M&M's gave us product, and Lance and different companies give us product. So we coordinate all of that.
So it's real important for you to be here to let the peanut growers know what you're doing with their money.
Absolutely. It's an investment. We feel like they're investing their money with us, and they want to see their return on their investment.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you very much,
you're
Leslie.
Welcome.
Good to meet you.